Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek Voyager, Mosaic by Jerry Taylor. Read by Kate Mulgrew.
For a few magical moments, Captain Catherine Janeway felt as if she were back home in Indiana. The air was warm and slightly humid. There was a scent of something that was almost like newly mown grass, and a gentle insect hum lulled the senses. She could almost forget that she was on an unknown, unnamed planet in the Delta Quadrant. She glanced around at the away teams. Chakotay, the darkly handsome first officer, led a group of young ensigns who were clearly enjoying their first time on land in over a month. Half a kilometer away, near the mouth of the valley, her Vulcan security officer, Tuvok, led a second contingent that had been assigned the task of collecting foodstuffs deemed safe. That determination would be made by Neelix, their Talaxian guide, cook, self-proclaimed morale officer, and all-around handyman. Janeway fell back onto a mound of soft, pillow-like plants and closed her eyes, as if she were lying on a mound of hay. It was so much like home. For just these few minutes, she would lie here and imagine that she was back on Earth, had managed to get Voyager home, had seen her crew welcomed as heroes and returned to the loving arms of their families and friends. Then she had transported home to visit her own family, and Mark. It had taken over a year before Mark wasn't forever creeping into her thoughts, before she stopped hearing his voice, remembering his laughter. She had put away his pictures because they only helped to keep the wound open. After more than a year, he would have written her off as dead and moved on with his life, and she must do the same. So this daydream would not be about Mark.